Welcome back, everybody. Matt Berzal here, kicking in with you on a Tuesday. I don't know, somebody let me know if all the high school sports are canceled tonight. It looks cold outside. It doesn't look like it's about 6 to 8 inches of snow. Pretty fascinating read here on it's coming out of the Business Journal, Triangle Business Journal, on Dunnan, who on January 12th, so just about a month ago, became the majority owner of the Carolina Panthers, and now the, I think he's the CEO of the AAF. So yeah, pretty interesting read there. If you get the chance, I highly recommend it. I'll tweet this out here in a second if I can figure out how to do it. but yeah, as we move on down the road here, this is actually a direct message from the JTech Constructions on Twitter feed. Verz, why are you so confident that an NBA ref would have such an easy time fixing a basketball game? He'd have to have the other two guys in on it, or he would have to know something about one of the players. Do you think there's players involved in this as well? Like I said, I'm going to research this. It's a fascinating thing to me because I'm a conspiracy theorist, one, a gambler, 1A, probably not the brightest person, 1C, just kidding, 1B. Calls during games. You know, you wave off a basket when things are getting tight. I'm not saying like middle of the game, you're waving something off, it's going to matter. A non-foul call late when you know you've got the cover possibly coming. I mean, obviously it happened. Like, that's my other piece of it. On a funny thing, though, I was driving to work today, and this is just the way my brain kind of scatters left and right. But this 6'9 guy that rolled over on all of his cronies for all the illegal things they did, and then they're going to put him in witness protection. I didn't have the chance to take the picture of my fast stuff when I'm driving on the interstate here to work, or here to the radio station. Cat next to me in a green pickup, 45 County. And he had tattoos all over his face. I'm like, well, click, he ain't hitting very well. I'm like, he's in Nebraska just in case you need him. What is that cat's name? Tekashi 6'9"? Is that who that is?
Yep.
Yeah, rolled over on everybody. What do you do? You can't hide nowhere.
No, not when you're like that big.
Well, no, even not even that, just your face tats.
Oh, that too.
You have your like,
kind of stand out amongst a crowd.
Right. We're talking about career choices, yeah? Like, hey, if I'm going to tap my face up, crime price is the direction I want to go. I got a big 6'9 tattooed on his forehead. What's your description, sir? Well, rainbow hair, 6'9 tattoo, forehead. All right, we'll put out a picture.
That narrows it down.
Right? And now you've rolled over, and now you're going to go into witness protection? Where are you going to go? Can you put on that much foundation? Like, can you cover that up?
I also don't think that you need the other two refs to be in on.
Yeah.
In on it. Because as an old ref, it's one of those things like respect your call, in a sense. You always back up your other referees no matter what you see. If they call something, that's what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really need the other two.
Okay. So Husker 23 Illinois said, yep, all afternoon and evening activities are canceled. Big question is, what about school tomorrow? We're probably going to have to get after some of these things because it's supposed to snow Friday, Saturday, too. Uh-huh. I mean, I guess call Newhouse, see my buddy Nate at the NSAA and see what the plan is here. Because you've got to get this game in and then, I mean, basically your first round of state playoffs then starts Saturday, I think. And you take a week off, and then you come start the state tournament. So, yeah, it'll be interesting how they juggle all that. We'll head to the hotline here, and I wonder what he's been up to. We'll talk to our guy Jameson. What up, Jay?
Doing the verge yourself?
I'm all right, buddy. You ready for this game tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited to see hopefully get the win streak going. I mean, I agree. It's probably going to be another rock fight.
They gonna get off the Schneid though?
What's that?
Are they gonna get off the Schneid? They gonna win this? Give me some confidence here.
I believe that, you know, if James Palmer is aggressive and is able to kick out and get open threes here, guys, and we play good defense like we have here lately, I really do think we got a chance to get the victory tonight against Penn State, you know. We'll watch, you know, as we confident in Shannon. Isaiah Roby, I mean, if he just does like he did this past Saturday against Northwestern, that really gives a big, big boost to our chance, especially the way he just put up a block party there on the defensive side of the ball there and everything. So mm-hmm. I think that's really good, real good possibilities for Nebraska basketball to get a win here. And then, you know, it's just a if we can split the last four games and like what Bruce, like Rob said, we had two wins. I definitely feel like we're in the NCAA tournament, you know. So, like I said, tonight's the first step, though. Tonight, we got to get this one to erase that awful loss that we had against Rutgers about a month and a half ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, that we cannot have this loss at all. And, of course, mostly what the baseball team did first week out there, California went 3-1, you know. So they look really good, of course. Step up competition next week is Oregon State. Yikes! You know, but
yeah,
you never. I mean, matchups and everything, and then wow! I can't believe the Padres got Machado, and hopefully the Phillies don't get Harper. From my Braves point of view, I mean, I see them.
That would be a little rough on your guys. Braves.
Yeah. Yep. So be a nice help for the Braves. People in the division, you know, it's going to be a battle of four teams.
Yeah.
Except for the Marlins. Everybody's going to get for the Marlins, you know, this year. Easy night. Probably should be easy. 13 wins for the Braves against the Marlins and everything. And everybody else in the division against the Marlins.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see. Thanks for the call, Jay. I appreciate you, bud.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you're looking for splits all over. You hope the basketball team splits the rest of the way out, and you hope the baseball team splits against Oregon State. As we were talking last night at Paisans, you know, last season, Nebraska's earlier just buried them. You went out and you played. I mean, you were playing the best of the best. It did not go well. Get off to a 3-1 start. You need to come out of this weekend 5-3 at the worst. Oregon State is Oregon State. You know, the pitching's going to be there. There's probably not going to be many holes in that lineup. Play good defense, no errors, and fundamentally sound baseball. You know, you got to get the young guys. We're hitting the ball well. You're going to get a step up in pitching, though. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting weekend for Nebraska sports. We'll have to see what happens with that. A little tweet here for your Padre fan. We'll continue on this path. Padres line is now so far ahead of development of the development curve of their pitching staff. You'll have to imagine you see some trades for the number one farm system in the game. So that's the piece. Like, the Padres have such a strong farm that now you can go get in the arms race. Your pitching staff may not be where it should be according to your lineup, which gets better and better. Last year they got Haas. This is the second year in a row they signed the big contract, right? You got Machado, Hosmer. I think Will Myers is still there. I mean, you got Bacora bats to build around. Now you got to get arms. You willing to dip into that farm system and start to auction off some of the pieces? I mean, if you want to contact the Cubs, I'm sure we can send you Darvish your way. It'll be a great fit. He probably likes California a lot better than Chicago. We'll send him out. You can have what you want. Verge, love the tinfoil hat. Love the tinfoil hat. I know you're probably ready for this. But I agree with you that I do think that I do think that you can fix basketball games. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to read into this. It gets things I like. It gets a little mafia. Gets a little conspiracy theory. Gets stuff I want to do. And then Chris said, out of the Equitable Bank, we take banking personally. EquitableOnline.com, 1620 The Zone inbox. Verse, how about your boy Brian Seabranch from the 308 running the wrestling title for GI Northwest? It's my guy, junior high. Old B. Siebes. And super happy for him. His family, his daughter has had some health issues, so they've been through quite a bit. To see him persevere and coach and and believe in what they got going on there at Northwest. Even though it is at Calpi High, it's not at GI High where he went to high school. But it's cool to see that, so I'm super happy for him. And then John following up that everything is canceled tonight. So we will take our last break of the show here. We'll come back and wrap things up on Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620 The Zone app, and 1620TheZone.com.